thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, gentle viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Etaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santa Ana, Tapiracuay, Channel 30 and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIETSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Irtenet City, Channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swater, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongor. In Daran U Province, Channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System. In Ulha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom funds programs to enhance nutrition for 12 million children around the globe. In ecology news, the online campaign Let's Do It plans to accomplish a worldwide cleanup of the environment. In veg news, popular Panamanian actress Patricia de Leon helps raise awareness of the benefits of the plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 10th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, the Right Honourable Morgan Tsvangirai, born in 1952. His Excellency has devoted much of his life to work for the rights and well-being of Zimbabwean citizens. He is President of the Parliament's Majority Party, the Movement for Democratic Change, MDC. The MDC's main goals include democratization and humanitarian and economic development. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, the Right Honourable Morgan Tsvangirai, for your courageous and enduring commitment to the people of Zimbabwe. We wish you a very happy birthday with heaven's blessings.
Fly News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. It has been almost 2 months since the 7.0 magnitude earthquake caused devastating loss and overturned the lives of over a million people on January 12th. Yet the struggle continues for many Haitians making efforts to recover amidst a lack of supplies, shelter and other basic living necessities, though the situation is further worsened by the imminent arrival of the rainy season. The Haitian people maintain an admirable resiliency in getting by with what little they have.
Here is yet another example of resourcefulness. The Haitian people have taken bags of flour, of rice, of sugar. They've sewn them together and they've made a tent out of what seems to be 5 or 6 bags of goods that they've actually delivered, or probably somebody delivered to bring their food. And they've made a tent. I mean, it's not very solid. It will shield them a little bit from sun, definitely not from water, and not for a very long time. But at least for now, they have something, you know, that they were able to reuse. It's very, very resourceful and very, you know, ingenious in the way that it's been put together.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has been closely monitoring Haiti's situation, recently added another $40,000 to her previous contributions of $94,000 as she asked for more tents for the homeless. Combined with donations from our global association members, the total $511,000 could obtain $18.2 million in aid purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Haiti.
Meanwhile, our association's relief team members continue to arrive, most covering their own travel expenses to provide medical and surgical care, as well as bring supplies such as pain medication, also per Supreme Master Ching Hai's request. As Supreme Master Ching Hai often asks for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in Haiti.
Pour Supreme Master TV, on est présentement
in Haiti. We need help now.
March 6th, 2010, most beloved Master, with the kind assistance of Mr. Marius St-Pierre, Magistrate of Croix des Bouquets, and his help in transporting our materials, over 2,500 tents are now in Haiti. Also, with Master's most recent funds, we are preparing for the second shipment, which will include straps and more than 2,220 tarps to secure the tents and better protect from the heavy rain. In addition, we are buying 5,000 to 10,000 sets of children's clothes for the orphanages and other places in need. As we continue to provide vegan meals at the Adventiste Hospital, in recent days we cooked an extra 400 meals to distribute at the nearby Mauritius School, and also brought several thousand meals each day to 500 families living close to the hospital. In addition, one of our association members now in Haiti is a professional singer, and he gave a performance to the people here at the hospital. They were very happy, lining up to see the show and singing along with him. Besides the physical benefits of the nutritious food and medical and dental care, it is wonderful to see how the music is helping people's emotional and psychological well-being. Ever grateful for Master's Love, Relief Team in Haiti. Supreme Master Ching Hai sent the following response. Loving heroes, thank you again for being there for the people of Haiti in their most troubled time. I'm still worried much and praying for their lot. Heaven bless your noble hearts and protect the Haitians. Ching Hai. P.S. If possible, please purchase some wood board or styrofoam, etc. to avoid wet tent floors. Thanks. Ching Hai.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to bring this update to our viewers and our association's foreign group for sharing this report. We now join our correspondent in Haiti, who describes the arrival of the first shipment of tents.
Welcome to the Adventist Hospital in Dikini, Haiti. We are here with our relief team. We just arrived with our tents. It was a long process, so we're really happy because on top it's a rainy day, so they really need those tents.
Many eager volunteers came to unload the trucks, including Dominican Republic civic defense personnel and Haitians of all ages. Indeed, throughout our association members' efforts, relief recipients and fellow aid workers alike have expressed delight in receiving Master's loving assistance. Moreover, the relief team members themselves are grateful for the opportunity to meet and gain valuable lessons from the Haitian people.
The experience of Haiti itself, the people from Haiti, have taught me so much about appreciating what you have. And it seems like it takes a lot to really get them down. And they're a very proud group of people, and they respect themselves and they love each other and help each other out. You know, when we're passing out food, it's like they keep passing it to other people behind them, and they're so spiritual and so compassionate and kind, and they're all singing and dancing. And you know, they may have lost their whole family, or they may have lost their whole home, or I don't know. It's just the experience of the people themselves here really taught me a lot.
We are grateful for the help of all nations, personnel and individuals working in Haiti. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's comforting support to the vulnerable and for the sincere endeavors of our association's relief team. As we pray for the continued restoration of the Haitian people, may humanity's gentler care of the ecosphere also renew our planetary stability.
Mozambique swept by floods. Days of heavy rains raised water levels in the central province of Sofala, causing the Pungwe River to overflow its banks on March 8th. Two people trying to navigate swollen waters succumbed to the floods, while over 2,000 residents were evacuated to higher grounds by National Disaster Management Institute personnel. They are receiving food and medical care, with some families already promised land in safer areas to build new homes. Meanwhile, inundation of a 10-kilometer stretch of major road caused long delays as police escort was required to cross. With waterways such as the Zambezi River also running dangerously high, officials have released more water from the Kahora Basa Dam to ease the situation. We are grateful for the swift assistance of the National Disaster Management Institute, police personnel, and all others who are ensuring the safety of the affected Mozambican people while we convey our sorrow for the lives lost. Our prayers for the quick resuming of daily regularity and that all humanity can live secure and fulfilled lives as we embrace more earth-protecting ways.
Record rains and snow descend on Spain. Intense precipitation caused rivers to overflow on Monday, March 8th, with potential flooding in the southern Andalusian provinces of Cádiz and Malaga, resulting in the civil guard's closure of more than 40 roads where rain was causing rockslides. That same day, the Catalonia region was struck by a blizzard, bringing the heaviest snows Barcelona had experienced in 25 years. Meanwhile, officials placed 30 provinces on alert for rain and snow, with nearly 200,000 homes in Girona province losing power and emergency crews making 250 rescues in the provinces of Granada, Almeria, and Cádiz due to rising waters. In other areas, traffic was stalled, with more than 2,000 people stranded on trains overnight near the border of France. Fortunately, no casualties or injuries were reported in any of the regions. We send our thanks to all government officials, personnel and emergency services for your aid at this challenging time. Our prayers for the safety of all facing the harsh weather and that such events are minimized through our kinder actions toward all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Afghan woman receives U.S. Courage Award for her efforts to raise awareness of women and children's rights, as well as increasing the number of females in the nation's police department. Afghan policewoman Colonel Shafika Qureshi has been honored with the 2010 International Women of Courage Award, presented in Washington, D.C., USA, on March 10th by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The award recognizes exceptional courage and leadership in women. Speaking earlier at an Afghan event commemorating International Women's Day, Colonel Qureshi, who is also Chief of the Gender and Human Rights Division in the Afghan National Police, said, "Who is saying women can't do anything? We can do everything, anything you want." Bravo and our applause, Colonel Qureshi, for your accomplishments and deserved distinction. With Allah's grace, may your laudable example inspire the further flourishing of equality and goodness across your beautiful land.
USDA veterinarian testifies about slaughterhouse conditions. At a recent U.S. congressional hearing, Dr. Dean Wyatt, supervisory veterinarian for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, gave testimony about unsafe and illegal practices that occurred in U.S. slaughterhouses in the past. Dr. Wyatt noted his own observations of illegal use of electric shocks on newly born calves that were too weak or sick to stand, with the so-called down calves then dragged through pens to slaughter. Dr. Wyatt also testified that he had issued citations for slaughtering of pigs that had not been rendered unconscious, as well as for beating and trampling the animals. Chairing the congressional hearing was vegan legislator Representative Dennis Kucinich, who stated, "The administration must ensure the proper treatment of animals and the safety of our food supply." Dr. Wyatt, Representative Kucinich, and United States, we appreciate your informing the public about the horrific reality of slaughterhouses. May more and more people soon transition to the plant-based diet for the dignity and well-being of humans and animals alike.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year.
Cancer. colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Thai ship freed. The 27 crew members sailing on board the Thai Union 3 were safely released from Somali waters on Sunday, March 7th. The vessel and her crew of 23 Russian nationals, 2 Philippines and 2 Ghanaians had been detained since late October 2009. We are relieved to know of the Thai Union 3 crew members' restored freedom, wishing them many warm reunions with loved ones.
U.S. teacher saves students' lives. At Deer Creek Middle School in Colorado, USA, math teacher David Benke ran to the school parking lot when he saw a man begin to dangerously fire a gun at students. As he approached and was able to wrestle the assailant to the ground, Assistant Principal Becky Brown removed the dropped weapon from harm's way. The two students who were injured before Mr. Benke arrived are now recovering, with one who has already returned home from the hospital. Although Mr. Benke said later that he regretted the split-second delay that would have allowed him to stop even the injuries from occurring, it was widely observed that his actions clearly saved many lives. Our admiring salute, Mr. David Benke, for your courageously selfless deed, and a grateful thanks also for the quick thinking of Assistant Principal Brown. Our prayers for the soon recovery of the two young students, as we wish you all many cherished celebrations of life with loved ones. In recognition of his brave and caring actions, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring David Benke with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Global warming to necessitate land use changes. According to a new report by Britain's Government Office for Science, increasingly hotter, drier summers could cause extreme water shortages as river flows are reduced by 80%, even as a rise in population of 9 million people is expected by 2031. Scenarios in the report, written by 300 contributing scientists, economists, and planners, include a future in which greenhouse gas emissions would be controlled by carbon rationing and state-mandated reductions in the space allocated to livestock, as well as forced migration of citizens from places like the crowded southeast to more northern towns.
Chief UK Scientific Advisor and Director of the Research, Professor John Beddington, warned, "Over the next 50 years, we cannot manage land in the way we've done. The effects of climate change and new pressures could escalate, seriously eroding quality of life."
Professor Beddington, Government Office for Science and all report contributors, we are thankful for your objective report informing of outcomes we would wish to avoid. Let us join in making choices today that allow a harmonious and plentiful future for all on our planet.
During an August 2008 interview by Ireland's East Coast FM radio, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted, as she has on previous occasions, our need to act upon the factual information provided by scientific experts.
According to the scientists, whatever they have predicted or prescribed about our critical situation is accurate up to 99%. They want us to change the way we live our life, to protect our fragile ecosystem by cutting down CO2 emission. And the fastest way that individuals can do without a lot of protocol and ado is to be merged. It's truly critical now, as we have witnessed increasing disaster worldwide due to climate change. We still have time. We still have a little time to change the course of destiny, thanks to the vegetarian population, old and new members, that reduce the most karmic retribution in the short span of time. But it's not much. We must change fast to avoid much more damage to the earth, as well as loss of more lives and resources.
Save Our Planet. During a two-day interfaith forum on climate change for sub-Saharan Africa held in Abuja, Nigeria, leaders commit to educating congregants about protecting the environment to curb climate change.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. and Brazil sign a memorandum of understanding to partner on reducing carbon dioxide emissions from deforestation of the Brazilian Amazon, which has continued at an alarming rate in recent years.
Save Our Planet. Residents of Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, evacuate their homes as waves higher than some could ever remember pounded the coastline, causing part of at least one house to collapse and be washed away.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based internet company Google reports a significant advancement in a new mirror technology that could reduce the cost of concentrated solar thermal generation by 50%.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, touching news for a loving world. In Veg News, popular Panamanian actress advocates for the plant-based lifestyle. Miss Patricia de Leon, crowned Miss Panama in 1995, has joined with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, to raise awareness on the earth-friendly veg diet. She said, "I decided to give up meat and become a vegetarian, and I haven't had stomach problems since. I love eating healthy, delicious vegetarian meals, and the options are endless." Kudos, Patricia, on transitioning to the plant-protecting, compassionate lifestyle. May all people realize how easy it is to adopt the cruelty-free diet today.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Persian entitled Short Call.
پدر برای اولین بار دید که دخترش به جای اینکه دو ساعت با تلفن حرف بزنه، بعد از یه ربع حرف زدن تلفن رو قطع کرد. پدر پرسید کی بود؟ دختر گفت شماره رو عوضی گرفته بود.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi Supremaster TV, I have been watching the TV and I feel so ever grateful for your effort in bringing peace, hope and light to humans and animals alike as well as to our planet. It's truly wondrous to witness what Supremaster Ching Hai has taught us, that even a change to a vegan lifestyle brings blessings to our planet.
Thus, I pray and beseech everyone to swiftly become vegan for the good of our planet and for us teenagers and children who would love to stay on this planet longer for the purpose of serving humankind. With love, DL from Penang, Malaysia.
Devoted DL, thank you for your lovely note. Like you, we also pray that while there's still time, each individual awakens to humanity's noble destiny to be the protector of life by embracing the vegan lifestyle. With heaven's grace and all our love to you and the wonderful people of Malaysia.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the Providence illuminate your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During talks with Greek Prime Minister Yorgos Papandreou, French President Nicolas Sarkozy conveys the support of the 16-nation Eurozone, saying that governments are ready to financially assist Greece if necessary.
Following restoration efforts of the Egyptian government, the now renovated 19th-century Moses ben Maimon Synagogue reopens in Cairo.
An Indian business delegation visits Uruguay, where trade opportunities are explored in sectors such as machinery and industrial accessories.
Representatives from the kingdoms of Jordan and Bahrain sign a memorandum of understanding to enhance their cooperation in the area of maritime transport and ports.
The UN Office on Drugs and Crime reports that opium production in Afghanistan has dropped significantly, thanks in part to assistance from international organizations and countries who are helping Afghan farmers switch to alternative crops.
The Iranian Foreign Ministry appoints 14 new ambassadors to countries including Iraq, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Georgia, Turkmenistan, Indonesia, Bosnia, Ukraine, Libya, Ivory Coast, Jordan, Georgia, Finland, and Serbia.
Dutch backpackers Eva de Van and Judith Nguyen stopped their Australian sightseeing travels to help residents of Charleville clean up after floods, also comforting the evacuation center's elderly.
The National Library of the Abu Dhabi Authority for Culture and Heritage introduces a large electronic compendium of Arab poetry, making available over 2,500 poetry volumes and nearly 14,000 poems online.
Kerala, India hosts the largest gathering of women in the world for a festival honoring the Hindu goddess Bhagavathi, where the women pray for the health and prosperity of their families.
Senior member of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Yasser Abed Rabo, announces that the Palestinian leadership has agreed to participate in US-led peace negotiations with Israel.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.